This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston. Oh, we got a hot, we got a heavy. We got an interesting, or is it really all that interesting? Because any battle right now, the NFC East is a war of attrition, and it's not exactly palatable, but it's football, Brandon. We shouldn't be complaining after the sports desert we all had to endure during the summertime. So let's just roll with it. Giants, Eagles, Philly laying 4.5, and the total at 45. Give me a pick on the spread, and give me a game score prediction.
Oh, I think Philly wins by a touchdown.
Really?
I hear what you have to say, but this is a game that features the lowest, the worst yards per game team in the league in the New York Giants against the sixth worst yards per game in the Philadelphia Eagles. But the Eagles are at home. They have Travis Fulgham. He's a thing now. Yeah, you're down Miles Sanders, but I think Carson Wentz is going to be able to do a little bit more than we normally see him do in the passing game. I will say, let's go with 24-17, Philly.
Oh, no, I'm going to go the opposite direction. And once again, you were Joe Public.
I always am, yeah.
You are 100% Joe Public. 68%. 68% of the early public spread tickets right now on the Eagles. And that's why that line is climbed from, I think it was at 3.5 at one point, up to 4.5. I'm going to take the Giants and the points. It's a rivalry game. You know, both these teams have all kinds of issues, all kinds of leaks, and, you know, they're going to plug it with some spackle, whatever you want to call it. And
the public has seen Daniel Jones play this year. That's why.
I am part of that public, and I have Daniel Jones in too many Superflex leagues, and he's killing and crushing my soul very slowly. He's at least got some of the rushing yards that are out there, and we may get to one of those props here in a minute. But I'm going to take the G-men on the points. I think Philly's going to win this game straight up, and I'm going to take the under, 23-20. 43 is a total at shy by two of the 45. So 23-20, Eagles in the end. So you and I are going to agree to disagree once again on one of these Thursday night tussles that we always do here on the Fantasy Fast Track. And look, if you want to get in on some of these player props we're about to dive in on, you want to lock and load it right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Don't know what Monkey Knife Fight is? It's a very simple game. You go there. First things first, you sign up for an account. Use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And you get a free $5 game on the house. And it's just more or less over or under on various players, yards in terms of quarterbacks. Could be receptions, could be fantasy points. They got it all, and it's not you against a lineup stacker or accumulator. It's just you versus the house. That's all you got to do. Go there now, MonkeyKnifeFight.com, and sign up with that promo code FTN. With that, let's get to today's Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, let's start things off with Devontae Freeman off the scrap heap a couple of weeks ago, and he has now become the Clydesdale in this backfield, really the every-down running back for the New York Giants, seeing a massive opportunity share. Not doing a whole lot on a per-touch basis here, Brandon. Here is the rush yards prop at MKF. It is 54.5, and I'm taking the under on this one. If you want to go total yards at 75.5, I'm taking the under there as well, and firmly so. You can't run on the Eagles. You just can't. They're giving up 3.21 yards per carry, just 110.3 total yards per game to the running back position so far this season. The Giants, according to the FTN Daily Trench Tool, dead last in adjusted line yards allowed along the offensive line. And Freeman, not exactly the picture of efficiency, Brandon. 2.04 yak per attempt, 12.1 missed tackle percentage. Yikes, he's kind of the natty light of running backs right now. I guess, you know, it could be good in a pinch through sheer consumption, but overall, pretty foamy results for him across the board. Fade or follow my under, 54.5 rush yards, and the bonus time under on 75.5 total yards.
Yeah, every time you watch Philadelphia's defensive line, they're always getting great push. If this was Braveheart and you were William Wallace, you'd want a bunch of the Eagles defensive linemen running across the field with you, because you're going to push that. You're going to push those English troops back away.
That's so right. That's right.
I am with you on the under on Devonta Freeman. In fact, I have him ranked well outside my top 24 running backs this week. He is in RB3 territory only for expected volume, but not for expected production.
You want to hold on to Freeman for better matchups. But if you're looking to win your freedom, he is not the option this week, and that was all terrible.
Number four.
All right, moving on. How about Daniel Jones? Basically, he's Lamar Jackson at this point in his career, Brandon. 26 and a half rush yards. I'm going to take the over here, believe it or not. I mean, the guy's averaging in the low 30s. He's consistently getting over this number. Lamar Jackson, speak of the devil. He, you know, surged over 100 yards last week against this same Philadelphia Eagles front. And as much push as they get, it's largely between the hash marks. So when he is flush out of the pocket, maybe even on a design run, he calls his own number off tackle along the edges. You know, Jones, who I think he eclipse like 20 miles an hour on his longest rush last week? I believe he did, which is insane to me. So the guy's got some scoot, he's got some wheels, and he was spinning it last week, and I think he's going to do it again this week. I think he's going to be, you know, close to 40 to 45 rush yards in this one. So fade or follow me, Daniel Jones on the over 26 and a half rush yards.
You know, he's played Philadelphia one time, and he got 26 rushing yards in week 17 against
them. Oh, I wonder where they got that line from.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, but you mentioned Lamar Jackson over 100 yards against the Eagles last week. Gosh, I'm going to go ahead and follow you on this one. You've been pretty good on the quarterback rushing yards. Your expertise are quarterback rushing yards and running back receiving yards.
So, yes, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
So I will go ahead and defer to you on this one and take the over.
Yeah, run, Daniel, run!
Number three.
All right, what about our guy, Boston Scott? We loved him like a child. We had him in a stroller. We were, you know, pushing him around throughout the entire summer, talking about, oh, goo goo gaga, you're so cute, you're so adorable. I got to have you in my arms and on my fantasy roster. And then, you know, week one happened. And, you know, he got the lion's share of the touches and do jack squat with it. Well, now he is thrust back into the captain's chair with Miles Sanders sidelined, Brandon. And the total yards, 71 and a half under. Have to take
Thank
it.
Thank you. Oh,
have
yeah,
to thought... take it. Look,
yeah. Where we gotta, are they getting this number?
I don't know. Look, the Giants, we got to give credit is due, right? The Giants have actually been better than advertised defensively. You and I both believe that this unit across the board was going to be maybe the worst in the NFL. I knew the Dallas Cowboys were going to be bad and in the running, but I thought the Giants would be worse. But they've been respectable. I mean, they're only giving up 3.89 yards per carry to the running back position this season. They have a lot of 140.0 total yards per game. And, you know, a couple of guys have gone over this total, but our boy Boston Scott, yeah, he's got the 9 missed tackles on 28 touches. That's commendable. 2.86 yak per attempt, not too bad, but the Eagles' offensive line is a mess. The Eagles' offense is, overall just a mess. I don't see how Scott can get close to this. I mean, maybe in the low 60s at best, so I'm assuming you're following me on the under here.
Yeah, what did he have? He had 54 in the opener as the number one guy against Washington and has been a bit player ever since, but a low efficiency bit player. This is not the Darren Sproles 2.0 that we were thinking was going to happen, where he'd just be looking electric. And if he ever got a bunch more touches, he would take full advantage. I don't think he can get over 71 and a half. So I did not purge him on every team, but close. I think I have him on one remaining team. I will throw him out there in a flex this week, but I'm not too excited about it.
Let's do an impromptu game, a head-to-head. You know, people got some flex concerns. Four teams on by Boston Scott or Jerick McKinnon.
I have Jerick McKinnon two spots ahead of Boston Scott.
I have Jerick McKinnon one spot ahead of Boston Scott. What about Boston Scott or James White?
I have Boston Scott two spots ahead of James White.
I have Boston Scott also two spots ahead of James White. Last one, Boston Scott or Zach Moss. It's the Jets.
Nope, I'm not going to do it on Zach Moss. I just so much more guaranteed volume for Boston Scott, and that's the way I'll lean.
And no, I'm a member of Team Huevos. You are clearly a member of Team Raisins. I will roll the dice on Zach Moss to clean
up
the garbage time.
He is developing into a player that you sort of can't quit. And
the Tim Patrick of running backs?
He might be. You were once he was out, you were okay. But then now that he's starting to kind of come back a little bit, all those old feelings are starting to well up again.
Did you just go Godfather on me?
I might have.
Oh, they're pulling me back in.
Just when you think you're out.
Pulling me back in. Go Zach Moss.
Number two.
All right, the Battle of the Dariuses. I think it's going to be one of the more intriguing storylines in this game. Darius Slay going up against Darius Slayton. Who wins the Darius on Darius battle, crime, whatever you want to call it? Slayton, 12.5 fantasy points, over or under. I'm going to take the over here, Brandon. I saw a player prop line on him at 49.5 receiving yards. I'd be over on that as well. Hell, I'd be over on 60.5. You know, Slay has not been like a lockdown corner. He's given up 91.4 passer rating, 1.08 yards per snap. A handful of wide receivers got over this total against the Eagles this season. They've given up a 7.3 YPA on the year. And Slayton is a guy that is leading the NFL in air yards percentage at 47.6%. All he needs is a couple of downfield connections to really get close to this number, and I think he's going to find the end zone. So I think he's going to surge past a 12.5 fantasy points in PPR available there on MKF. You got to fade, you got to follow me.
Is it fun for our listeners to click on this pod and listen to me and you agree on everybody? That's no fun. We got to mix it up. And this is where I'm going to veer from the group think. And I'm going to take the under on Darius Slayton because why? Well, four of the six games he's been under. And this game in particular, there is Darius Slay. You haven't said he's been a world beater, but he's still an above average cover corner.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And we have Sterling Shepard back. He's coming off the IR. So he'll be mixed into the passing game as well, I'd assume. So for those reasons, while I think it's very easy given Darius Slay's big play potential for him to cruise past this number, I think the odds lean a little bit to the under here.
All right, let's do an impromptu game ahead to head with Darius Slayton or Juju, who's been doo-doo.
Yeah, he has been doo-doo. I'm without having my list quite loaded up in front of me, I think I have Slayton a little bit ahead of Juju, who I have almost just barely inside my top four. I have Juju at 39. I have Slayton at 35.
I have Slayton at 36, and I have Juju also at 39. What about Marvin Jones, who's been like witness protection the last couple of weeks, but a great matchup against Atlanta or Slayton?
Yeah, you know what? I have Marvin Jones at 40. I want to rank him higher, but you're right. He's just been disappearing in here, and I'm going big on Kenny Golladay this week, but I haven't pulled up Marvin Jones as well. Conceivable he'll do better, but right now I have Slayton ranked higher.
I have Slayton barely higher, one spot ahead. Last one, Darius Slayton or Julian Edelman?
I will go Darius Slayton. Julian Edelman is almost dead to me, unless you tell me that they're going to start having him throw like 6 or 7 pass attempts per game. Because he's a better passer than Cam Newton, then I might get back in on him.
Trade him to the Jets. Put him a quarterback. Yeah. Anything's better than Sam Bradford and Joe Flacco right now. Make it happen, Woody!
Number one.
All right, last one. Let's do Travis Fulgham. Have to. I got all kinds of feels. I have caught the feels for Fulgham, Brandon. I broke the piggy bank and spent all my fab cash on him a couple of weeks ago. Instantly delivered last week, despite a difficult matchup against Jimmy Smith in that secondary of the Baltimore Ravens. Now he gets James Bradbury, who has been outstanding at coverage. This season, 69.9 passer rating allowed, but Fulgham the last three games, 24 targets, 18 catches, 284 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's just crushing it across the board in terms of ADOT and air yards percentage. I mean, high volume guy, highly successful in contested catch opportunities. And you look at the Giants, they've allowed a 7.5 YPA. They have given up the fewest air yards per game. But four wide receivers have gone over the 14 fantasy point mark against them. The line here is just 4.5 receptions. Good Lord have mercy, over, over, and over again. This is going to be, what, a 6-8 catch game? Got no Zach Ertz? Who else do they have to throw the ball to? Does Carson Wentz? Fader, follow me on Fulgham, over 4.5 catches.
Oh yeah, Fulgham if you got him, absolutely. And you did mention that the numbers he's put up were against Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and San Francisco. So
yeah,
just Giants. You say what you want about the defense, but Fulgham's been making contested catches against some of the better, defensive talents in the league so far. So I agree with Zach Ertz out. Even if he draws extra attention, again, he is good at going up and high-pointing the football in traffic. And Carson Wentz has that trust. He's going to try to get Fulgham going no matter who's on him.
All right, let's do a head-to-head with Fulgham. Fulgham or Allen Robinson drawing the Rammies?
I got to go Allen Robinson.
I have Travis Fulgham higher. Travis Fulgham or CeeDee Lamb?
Travis Fulgham. I have actually one spot ahead of CeeDee Lamb.
I've got Travis Fulgham at 12 this week, Brandon. That's how aggressive I am. Five spots ahead of CeeDee. Last one, Travis Fulgham or Chris Godwin?
I have Chris Godwin. I actually think this could be a pretty good game for Chris Godwin. So not that I don't think it's going to be a good game for Fulgham, but I just think Godwin's going to outdo him.
I've got Godwin at 15. All aboard the frickin' Fulgham bandwagon. I love him this week. Brandon, you still like him as a wide receiver too, but a little bit more bearish than me, who has him again as a back-end wide receiver one in 12-team leagues. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track. Check us out on Twitter, Brandon Funson, at Brandon Funson, yours truly, at Noisy Huevos. Check out Brandon's fantastic work and his colleagues as well at The Athletic. Check me out at FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review if you're enjoying this podcast, would you kindly? And until next time, adios, amigos!